be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, you shall not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment, and whoever says to his brother, Raca, will be answerable to the Sanhedrin, and whoever says, you fool, will be liable to the fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar. Go first and be reconciled with your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Amen, I say to you. You will not be released until you have paid the last penny. The Gospel of the Lord. It's a really great morning. So I hope your Lenten season is going well. And at this time of Lent, we're trying to get closer to Jesus, right? And who's working very hard to get close to Jesus right now? All right. And so today in our reading, Jesus is going to help us and give us a lesson, a special lesson on something that we all happen to go through. Raise your hand if you ever have a time where you were angry just for no reason. Raise your hand. Okay. So today in our reading, Jesus gives a special lesson about anger. Each time when we're all going through anger, it interrupts our time, especially being closer to Jesus. Especially when we're trying to find Jesus, we tend to cloud our judgment and we can't find Jesus at that time. So to make this more understandable, I want you to imagine a circle, right? And pretend that is your heart. And in that circle, Jesus is there, planting seeds and making a beautiful garden, and then having all your favorite things around and making it just a paradise. But then there will be times when we get angry, and so imagine a cloud, like a thunderstorm or a cloud with a lot of thunder. It's just booming everywhere here and there, and then it's coming over your garden, your heart. And then suddenly that cloud, the anger you get, it gets bigger and bigger. And what happens if it becomes too big? It'll cover your garden, your heart. And at that time, more anger we have, bigger the thunder, bigger the sounds, and it interrupts your peace, right? And then Jesus was saying in our reading that instead of making that cloud very big, take time and turn to Jesus and remember who Jesus is and what he provides for you. And then through Jesus, he'll blow that thunder cloud away and then begin to plant our garden again and make it more beautiful. But then at the same time, he challenges us that to do that, we have to go to confession and learn to repent. And so imagine this. Say that you hit your friend, right? And then now in their hearts, there's a big cloud. If you cause that to happen, we need to first ask for their forgiveness and then ask God for forgiveness so that in our hearts, that cloud is also gone. So we need to help one another at that time. So who wants the beautiful garden in their hearts with Jesus, right? So to do that, let us pray and remember at this Mass who Jesus is and ask him to take that cloud away from our heart so that we could develop our garden, our hearts, and make it bigger and more beautiful. Amen? Amen. Amen.